Welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM to Brad Winstanley, who's commercial director at Devemco Group, and Skull Tinnerson, who's managing director at Devemco Group. And you guys work hand in hand together, right?
No, 100%.
We do.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
No, my pleasure. The excitement, there's a buzz. I mean, I've even heard it now around here about Salt Rock City, okay? What makes it a standout investment? Why are you going to sell out within, like, you know, a couple of weeks? What's going on here?
Look, we know the buzz that's happening on the North Coast and in Salt Rock in particular. And I think the location's a critical one. It's in the heart of Salt Rock. The price point's right. The amenities around it. You've got some of the best beaches on the North Coast, some of the best schools. And I think the value proposition is a unique one for the North Coast.
Do you know Bolito and Salt Rock and this area? It's just everybody wants to move here now. I wish I could afford it. Maybe I can get a discount from
you. We're going to talk you into it by the end of the show.
All right, so the North Coast, it's growing popularity all the time. What do you think, seriously now, is driving the demand for the region? Now, especially amongst families. What's going on?
Yeah, I think that there's about four things that are key to this whole lifestyle in the North Coast. So first thing is lifestyle. We've got all the amenities. You've got incredible weather in this area compared to the rest of Africa. We've got amazing infrastructure, although we have some electricity problems currently in Bolito.
Yep.
But it's not insurmountable. It's going to get fixed. It's a short-term problem.
It will be fixed,
It's not it's not insurmountable. Where some of the other provinces, really, infrastructure is failing and positive things are coming into KZN. And then I think the one big thing is value proposition. There's a lot of value in Bolito. Cape Town is very expensive.
Sure.
Joburg is failing infrastructure.
Absolutely.
KZN is a little gem, especially this North Coast. The South Coast is a bit of a different story, but the North Coast, and it's got such great, great value that we can offer the people.
Have you ever watched Listing Cape Town?
Yeah.
On TV?
Yeah.
As well.
And the cost of the houses. Oh, my goodness. I nearly fainted the other night. Camps Bay, sort of 78 million rand.
Yeah.
Deary me. Not at Salt Rock City. Now, it's designed with a close-knit community in mind. Please kind of elaborate a little bit. The way the development fosters that family-friendly atmosphere.
Well, there's a big buzzword, and it's multi-generational living that we're hearing all over the place. And I think the North Coast represents a great place for families of all ages to be. And the lifestyle village estate in particular in the new Salt Rock City is just that. It's broadly appealing. It's priced right. It's got amenities that appeal to everyone in the family. And it's got a big focus on young families. So, you know, we're really seeing the appeal of that.
What type of buyers are you expecting to come and see you on the 29th of March, in all honesty? Is it going to be a mixture of young and old?
Absolutely. It's been quite interesting. I mean, we've had over 300 people through site so far.
Wow.
And it's early days. We've had a lot of young professionals, young families, of course. But then right up to kind of active retirees, we like to say active because it's...
I like that.
It really is a market that want to benefit from the trails and the beach life and everything that the North Coast offers.
Let's find out what the amenities that Salt Rock will actually offer to residents. And they'll then go, wow, we love living here because of the things that we can do.
Yeah, so Salt Rock City is actually a city that we're creating in the middle of Salt Rock. That's why it's kind of named as such. I think at the moment, people know there's a shopping center there, there's doctor's offices, there's everything that's in the precinct, there's a school, Curra School.
Shopping center. Is it full on, you know, your Woolies and your
Checkers
and
what? Discrim, and it's
all there. Everything's there.
It's all there. It's all built already. The expansion of the city is now the next phase. We're redoing master plans. It's been a long time coming, this development. It's been 15 years in the making. Now the next phase is hospitals. It's a lot more commercial, filling stations. So it literally is a little city that we're creating inside the middle of Salt Rock, in the heart of Salt Rock.
It's literally going to be a hospital,
yeah.
two minutes away from where you live.
Yes,
ultimately.
Blimey, yeah.
Wonderful. What about outdoor activities? I mean, people living on the coast, they just love being outdoors.
Yeah, so in the estate, we've obviously catered for everything in terms of lifestyle. If there's paddle courts, there's swimming pools, there's slides, there's kids' party areas, there's all the lifestyle amenities that are found in modern estates. And obviously there's everything outside of the estate as well, and that's exclusively to the buyers. No one else can access those facilities. It's all free facilities. You don't have to pay for anything. You book it through the app and you manage it. It's managed all just for the residents.
It's like living on your own island.
That's exactly what you're trying to create. You're creating a little island for people in the middle of Salt Rock. Convenient, no traffic, no issues.
The island of Salt Rock. What about costs to buy into Salt Rock City? And are you competitive in today's market throughout the country?
No, it's a great question. And it is a competitive market out there. What I think is really important that we have the benefit of is the fact that the land was secured historically, and we are passing that on to buyers. So land opportunities are starting at 950,000 Rand. We've been very careful about how we design the homes. They're contemporary, well thought out, but we've got economies of scale. I mean, homes starting with land at 3.5 million Rand on the top structure and land. And you then get to save on professional fees because of the scale and the fact that it's an existing estate. The levies are some of the lowest on the North Coast. The upfront fees are very low going in. So it appeals to a broad segment of the market.
Regardless of all the traffic nonsense that's going on, and I was in a jam for an hour and a half last night because one truck broke down, you know, from Schlanger. How far to Durban on a good day?
Now, it's about 50 k's into Durban.
Yeah.
But all traffic in KZN is not real traffic. If you go to Joburg and you go to Cape Town, you experience real traffic.
Yeah.
But at the moment, with the road upgrades and going up to Westville, it's not a fun task.
No, it's not. I used to live in Cape Town, for 6 years, and I lived in Constantia and used to drive to Pinelands, where the radio station was. I don't know how well you know Cape Town. But the M3... just had two lanes, and it still has either way.
You've got a big mountain you've got to work with.
So, I can take 25 minutes it used to take me to get to Pinelands unless one car broke down.
Yeah.
And it could be 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But we are way better here,
aren't we?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And this property in particular, it has fantastic access to the road networks, whereas other competitors have to wind their way through suburbia.
Okay. So you're close to the freeway, basically.
Close to the freeway.
With two accesses in. One from St. Beatty's side and one from the Dunkirk side.
All right, but not close enough for noise from trucks and whatever else.
No.
Okay. Yeah. You're saying all the right things, eh? Blimey. I can't wait, actually, for 29th, because I'm hopefully going to be there with you guys. I tell you what, we'll take a little bit of music and we'll talk more in just a moment. My guests are talking about Salt Rock City today. I'm so excited. A strong investment opportunity for potential homeowners and investors in the long run. Is that a fact?
There's no doubt about it. I think we've seen the North Coast story. We've seen the premium that gated estates have to the market, achieving 125% of what homes and freestanding suburbs would achieve. That's in the Salt Rock area alone. And then when you compare this proposition to Ballito, Salt Rock in gated estates is achieving an additional 15% premium on estates outside of Salt Rock. We know the reasons for it. We've spoken about the location, the amenities, the beautiful beaches, the lifestyle, those good things. But I think it's really important as an investor or a new homeowner to consider a number of things when you're buying your dream home or an investment. And price point is a big one. If you ask any property investor, your entry point is really important. And, with the prices that we've discussed, that's really compelling for an investor. There's also economies of scale. We've designed a number of well-thought-out unit types where you can enter into an agreement. You can secure your price point at launch with your top structure, although it's a freehold site.
And that's the way it stays. Yeah.
You can lock that in, that pricing.
Fantastic.
And then you get the benefits of not paying the additional professional fees on top of that. They all worked into the price. So that economy of scale is really compelling for new buyers.
All right. Now, your company's well-established developer in KZN. You've been around for a long, long time. Can you maybe share some insights into the company's vision for the future of Salt Rock City and the Sabaya region?
Yeah, so as we are heavily invested in KZN. We are mainly focused in KZN in South Africa. We've got no other developments outside of this. We are in Botswana, we are in Australia, and we've got a couple of other global ventures. But as a focus on KwaZulu-Natal, as you come from the airport, we've got Sabaya right there, which is a key focus for us. It's outside of Umhlanga. It's a very important node for us. We're doing about 8 billion rands worth of developments there over the next 3-4 years.
Sorry, how many?
8 billion.
I was just about to faint.
So we're doing some serious developments there. Wow. Very high-rise towers, big buildings, where as you move up to the North Coast, it's not quite as commercially set up as the Mhlanga market. Okay. It's a bit of a different market. But the North Coast is kind of the future and where things are driving, with Club Med on the other side. We've got the Ernie Isles Golf Course.
Sure.
So all the developers are starting to come together and doing very good developments over the last while. Obviously, we've had a bit of issues in KZN over the last while. But that's now of the past, and I think we are strongly moving forward. So as the Vimco, we invested for the next 10 years as a minimum in KZN. We're not going anywhere, and we're really trying to make something special.
I reckon there's going to be a queue of people outside the radio station and saying, where do I sign? Literally, when you leave here, I honestly do. Now, we live in Africa. Safety, security, a big concern for families when choosing a home, wherever it is. What about the security measures in place at Saltwater City?
Yeah, so I think the one thing regarding this is it's already established. It's already been there for 10 years. It's got all the security measures in place already. So if you drive there, you'll see everything in action. We like to tell people what's coming and what's going to happen. It actually is there, visible. So it's full security. And what we do constantly do is we do reevaluate security in terms of the new products. There's new AI cameras. It's getting very sophisticated, very impressive as to what the guys can actually achieve. Obviously, the whole property is fenced.
Electric fencing.
There's cameras tracking people live digitally. It's linked into the police cameras now. You've got sniper cameras that pick up number plates, recognize anyone. If there's any troublemakers, they pick you up immediately. They know what's going on. So there's nowhere to hide anymore.
Are there patrols as well on the
estate?
There's
patrols on
the whole
estate.
24 hours.
24 hours.
Brilliant.
The security guards. So it's well secured.
All right,
and
we
it's
go.
It's a secure precinct as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
It's part of a secure precinct.
I've got to ask you, is it pet friendly?
Yes, it is.
Thank goodness.
Now that we've seen that in most of our developments, it's absolutely essential.
People love their animals.
They love their animals. It was critical that that was part of the proposition.
We don't like cats too much, all three of us, you know, but that's a whole other story.
Some people do that.
No, of course, some people do. I've never understood cats. You can't take them for a walk on the lead. Right? Anyway, it's a whole other story. So now the launch finally is taking place on the 29th of March. Bells and whistles and noise and just what can we expect? How can you draw people there on that day? It's a Saturday, I think, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's incredible, the buzz that is surrounding this development for all the reasons we've discussed. So we've had hundreds of people through site. We really encourage interested parties to come through and experience the site because you need to see it for yourself. There's beautiful forests, there's streams, there's sea views, there's forest views, there's valley views. And it's so compelling for young families in this area, and it's attracting a market from abroad as well. So
yeah.
I encourage guys to come through, meet with our team, check out our site, www.saltrockcity.co.za.
There'll be show houses, I would imagine, on the day.
There's certainly typical plans and renders, yeah. and we'll be able to take you through what the ultimate vision is.
And sea
and
views
for
most of the houses?
Yeah, so there's a mixture of views, and
right.
It's very surprising. Like even the people who live in Belito and the area we've come to site and said, wow, they never expected it or never understood it, because you don't actually see it until you're on site. I would definitely encourage the guys. There is a sales team on site at the Salt Rock Center. Go there, let them take you for a drive, show you around.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great day.
People are very surprised when they actually go there and see what it actually is about. I think we've all just going to get on daily routines and we don't actually pay attention, but when you actually drive it, you actually see a whole different side of what Belito can offer.
I'm imagining there's going to be drinks and snacks and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
On this.
Okay. And entertainment.
Entertainment, okay. Looking forward to that too. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be on the show.
No, anytime. I'll have you back anytime. And Salt Rock City is going to rock the North Coast. Hey?
Thank you very much.
Without a doubt. We'll see you on the 29th.
Absolutely. Cool.